Dear fellow scholars, this is 2-Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai Fehér. Today, we are going to find out whether it is possible for a robot to cut with surgical precision. If this worked well, that would be a great deal of help in food processing, household task automation, and if it is of truly surgical accuracy, maybe it could also help perform surgeries, of course, many more papers down the line. But wait, when talking about food processing, what is so interesting about this? Why is this challenging? Well, just cut the thing, no? No, don't do that. We also have to take into consideration the stiffness of the target object, how high we should start the cut from, how much force to apply, and how this force should change over time, and whether we need to saw or not. So, assume that we have this robot hand, should we just start teaching it to cut in the real world? No, a flailing robot with a knife would be dangerous, of course, so let's try to teach it in a simulation first, and then, if it works well there, maybe try to bring it into the real world. But wait, simulating the propagation of cracks, tears, and damage is not so simple. In fact, it is quite challenging. You see, fortunately, this previous work was able to simulate how we can tear a piece of bread apart. And it could do a ton more. For instance, we could smash Oreos, candy crabs, pumpkins, and much, much more. This jelly fracture scene was my absolute favorite. Now, back to cutting. What makes a cut good anyhow? Well, let's take the cut that requires the least amount of energy. What do you think? Sounds good? Well, that is easy. Don't do anything that requires zero energy. Done. So, just using the least amount of energy is clearly not quite good enough. So, once again, what makes a good cut? The fastest solution? Well, just go ham and slice up that potato, probably with the table too. That's not great either. So, what do we need to optimize here? Both. Something that uses the least amount of energy while it is also the fastest at the same time. This way, the cut will be efficient, but the table will survive too. So now that we know what the perfect cut should look like, we can whip up a simulation in a reference software in advance, and then compare the robot's cuts to that. And this is going to be challenging because, look, you see with green, the amount of force has to be carefully managed over time. This would be the optimal way of doing it, but as you see, the algorithm is way off. Is this idea not so good after all? Well, wait a second. As it starts practicing in the simulation, wow! Look how quickly it learns how to do this well. So, those are good graphs, but I want to see those cuts too. How good is it? And now, hold on to your papers and look at how well this new technique manages the applied force over time to achieve that perfect cut. And, wait a second, do you see what I see here? It is not just managing the force well, it also learned to use the sawing motion too. That is pretty cool. So, the ultimate question still remains, does this work in the real world? You bet your papers it does. This is one of my favorite things in all of machine learning research. When we first teach a robot in a simulation, this simulation is essentially the textbook for the student, and then we transition to the exam, which is the real world. And as you can see, NVIDIA's robot has passed the exam with flying colors. These cuts are efficient both in terms of time and energy. Congratulations! This episode has been supported by Lambda GPU Cloud. If you're looking for inexpensive cloud GPUs for AI, check out Lambda GPU Cloud. They've recently launched Quadro RTX 6000, RTX 8000, and V100 instances, and hold on to your papers because Lambda GPU Cloud can cost less than half of AWS and Azure. Plus, they are the only cloud service with 48GB RTX 8000. Join researchers at organizations like Apple, MIT, and Caltech in using Lambda cloud instances, workstations, or servers. Make sure to go to lambdalabs.com/papers to sign up for one of their amazing GPU instances today. Our thanks to Lambda for their long-standing support and for helping us make better videos for you. Thanks for watching and for your generous support, and I'll see you next time.